Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward. For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. You're at Pickwick Garber Gym, game two of the night, as the Botkins Trojans get set to clash with the Riverside Pirates. Botkins beat Riverside in the regular season by a score of 61-46. Of course, Botkins features Carter Plyman, just under 20 points a game. He's Mr. Do-It-Everything. He's the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. Riverside has got four young men that average right around 10 points a game. And it'll be a team defensive effort tonight by Riverside to try to slow down Carter Plyman, who dropped 25 on Riverside. several weeks ago in a 61-46 Botkins win over the Pirates. Winner of this game gets Lehman Catholic on Tuesday night. If Botkins wins, that should be a mighty fine contest on Tuesday. Riverside tries to pull off the upset here this evening. Riverside on the year, 2-12 in the Three Rivers Conference. Riverside overall, 6-16. Botkins Trojans, a team, Chuck, which lost three or four really close games during the campaign. The setback to Springfield Shawnee was tight. The loss to Lima Shawnee was very close. Marion Local beat the Trojans by 6 over at Maria Stein. Botkins on a given night can beat anybody in this tournament field here at Pickwood, that's for sure.
Well, they've, if you got Carter Plyman, you start off with the best player in the Shelby County League, that means you got something special, but it doesn't stop with him. Colin Dossick has had a heck of a season for him. Grant Flora coming off the bench. Noah Topp coming off sophomore shooting threes. Jordan Herzog had a tough start to the season. He's been playing really well. And Colton Plyman, 6'4 sophomore, played a lot of JV, but he got some varsity time. I think we're going to see more here come tournament time.
Young man, I've been really impressed with this Colin Dosick. He's coming on strong, that is for sure. Also, J.J. Meyer had a real good game here just recently. In fact, he had 10 points against Anna late in the regular season. Senior Brant Berger had 18 against Fort Recovery during the campaign. He nailed 6 threes. Ryland Paul had 16 in a league game early in the year. We covered the game when Dosick had 15 points versus Rushi. Noah Topp has begun to shoot the three ball extremely well. He had 9 against the Raiders. Carter Plyman, Brant Berger, Jordan Herzog, Ryland Paul, Colin Dosick. That will be the starting five. How about Carter Plyman? 10 double-doubles on the year. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, and I'll tell you, you talk about his scoring, which is what you always talk about for a basketball player. He's a really good defender. He jumps out of the gym, good rebounder, just a solid all-around basketball player.
Looking here at my notes, I read that Coach Woods for Riverside is in his second year. Phil Groves, second year as well at Botkins. So two second-year mentors of their respective programs. We'll return with the starting lineups in just a minute or two when we come back. Second game of tonight's doubleheader from Pickwa's Garber Gym. Pickwa D4 boys tournament play. Lehman Catholic won the first one by 15 tonight over Newton. Second game upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Bodkins Trojans being introduced first. Bodkins 13-9 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins Trojans finished well, winning five of their last seven during the regular season. Bodkins in the road, gray, white numbers, black trim. Opening five for Bodkins, Carter Plyman, 6'5 senior, Colin Dosick, 5'8 sophomore, Ryland Paul, 5'10 junior, Jordan Herzog, a 6'4" junior, and Brant Berger, a 6'2 senior. Opening five for the Riverside Pirates is as follows. Head coach, as we noted previously, Tim Woods, year number two. Coached several years in the Riverside program before assuming the top job. Miles Platfoot, junior guard, six-footer. Warren Shockey, 5'9", senior, outstanding football player out front. Along with Gavin Osborne, a 5'9", soft. His last name is spelled O-R-S-B-O-R-N-E, pronounced Osborne. Aiden Clary, 6'3", sophomore. Caleb Schindewolf, a 6'4", senior. Couple seniors start. Three sophomores play a lot. It's a pretty young Riverside team. Riverside in the home white. Blue numbers outlined in red. Carter Plyman jumping center for the Bodkins Trojans with Aiden Clary of the Pirates. And Bodkins Dosick gets it in backcourt, and we're underway. Winner takes on Lehman Catholic on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lehman with the ball straight away. It's Herzog outside the arc on the right to Plyman, who torched Riverside in the season for 25. Here's Berger, extreme left corner for Bodkins. The southpaw jumper, much too long. Loose ball rebound, tracked down by Dosick, off to Plyman. Plyman stutter stepped, entering the paint, might have gotten away with a little shuffle. Bumped on the wrist, though, and he'll get two. Couple free throws here for Carter. Got a 65% foul shooter on the year. Pumps it up and makes it. And Bodkins draws first blood at 1-0. Second shot to Plyman. Good crowd on hand for both games. First one, Newton Lehman. Second one just underway. Riverside and Bodkins. Second free throw in and out to Plyman. And the board is snagged by Riverside. Four courts to our left. It is Shockey. Hand off to Aiden Clary. Foul line J, 16-footer. Didn't mean to bank it, but he did. He will take it. 2-1, Pirates in the lead. Bodkins top of the circle. It is Berger. Baseline left to Dosick. Wanted to drive, couldn't. Out on top to Herzog, who hoists a three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound Schindewolf of Riverside. He walks it up with the left hand. Burley number 42. High left to Miles Platfoot. Riverside featuring four pretty good scorers, all between 9 and 10.5 points a game. We'll highlight them for you momentarily. It was Schindewolf who scored 15 for Riverside in the regular season against Bodkins. He led the way for the Pirates in that 15-point setback. Schindewolf in the lane. Throws it far left corner to Shockey. Good back move. Down inside to Schindel Wolf. Shot no good. Short deflected, but Plyman has got the board. 2-1 Pirates. Plyman, Euro step in the lane to the rack. Good for two.
Good concentration because he lost the ball on the way up.
3-2 Botkins. We played 2 minutes. Riverside at midcourt. It's Warren Shockey. Dribbles between the legs, out high to Platfoot. That is Shockey, the senior. He runs the show. Overplay by Ryland Paul. Shockey puts a knee into his chest. No call. Loose ball. Knocked away by Paul. Picked up at midcourt by Clary of Riverside. He goes against Berger in the lane. Tries to hook a pass to Shockey. Botkins breaks it up and steals. Here come the Trojans up 3-2. Plyman on the arc against Shockey. Schindel Wolf doubles. Stops the dribble. Goes foul line to Berger. Off the flange on a jumper. Rebound pinballed to Osborne of Riverside, who darts down the floor to the right corner. On the arc to Shockey. And he throws it behind the intended receiver, Osborne, in the right corner. 3-2 Trojans. Colton Plyman now on the court for Botkins. He's in for Berger. Trojans will bring it down. 3 minutes gone, opening period. Lehman Catholic won by 15 over Newton in game one tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nobody picks up Carter Plyman. He says, well, I'll go ahead and chuck up a three straight away, and he zeroes in from 25 feet.
He's going to make that most of the time. Boy, you better put a hand up.
6-2 in favor of Botkins. Straight away at Shockey. Near side, Osborne wants to drive. Gets to the short corner. Fades away and scores. Nice one. Good jump shot by Osborne of Riverside. 6-4 Botkins. Here's Dosik, far right wing. Three ball. Trifecta. Yes, for Botkins. 9-4 Trojans. Foul line extended right. It is Schindel Wolf into the lane to Platfoot. Platfoot fades from long range. He banked it in. He banked it in. Don't think he meant to do that. But Platfoot says, well, I'll take it.
Well, when you're shooting straight on, sometimes you can shoot it hard. They've got they got 5 points off of Banks.
Yep, couple bankers by Riverside so far that were not intended.
Nice move.
Oh, here's a dribble drive. Herzog twisting, turning into the lane. Little teardrop. It's through.
Wow, that was smooth.
11-7 Trojans over the Pirates. Ball lob for Schindel Wolf. Knocked away by Colton Plyman from behind. Rolling, out of bounds, into the Botkins bench. Last touch by the Pirates. Noah Top on the floor now for the Trojans. Colton Plyman has been in. 6'4 sophomore. Noah Top on the floor. 6 foot, 10th grader. Nobody comes out to guard Carter Plyman. And he tries to throw up a line drive triple straight away. Hit the rim backboard. Came off. Rebound Riverside. Stolen by Plyman. Plyman blisters to the rim. Lays it through. Foul Riverside. What a play, Carter Plyman. After shooting a three which didn't go down, he got a loose ball at midcourt. And he scurried to the basket. Nailed the shot. Foul Pirates. A chance for an and one.
He might have been the player of the year in the Three Rivers Conference, too.
Free throw, Plyman off the back iron. 13-7 Trojans, 3:19 to go first quarter. Top of the circle, Platfoot, now to Schindel Wolf for the Pirates, who've unintentionally banked in 5 points and two shots. Ball thrown to the post, Colton Plyman reaches around Schindel Wolf and takes it away. Long lead out to Herzog. Driving layup is good. In transition, Botkins. Oh, what a pass. What a pass down the floor by Colton Plyman. He threw a 50-footer over the shoulder catch by Herzog for the finish.
Well, I think if they ever start football at Botkins, they found a quarterback.
15-7, Trojans have the lead very late here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Lehman was victorious over Newton in our first game tonight. The winner of this game will take on Lehman on Tuesday night. I'd like to tell you all about the Anna Market. If you'd like a dine-at-home experience that's outstanding, and a market at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. And the Anna Market's the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers a delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market, home of Chairman's Reserve Meats. Only one place to find Chairman's Reserve between Cincinnati and Toledo, and that's the Anna Market. A throwaway by Riverside. Botkins gets it back up 8. 2.5 to go first quarter. Paul on the arc to Dosick. Dosick, the elbow of the left, his 15-footer, hop, skip, and a jump on the rim, and it goes in. Soft touch, feather-like. It was off the mark, but went down, and Riverside with good defense, or I should say Botkins with good defense, causes another miscue by Riverside. 7 already?
7 turnovers.
Whew. And that's why Botkins owns a 17-7 cushion. 2:16 to go, opening period. Kleiman top of the circle, veers left. Throws it on the play to Paul, who steps back and shoots the three. Good! 20-7, Botkins. Ryland Paul from three-point territory, all net cord. Here is Riverside throwing into the lane to the cutter. Little half hook shot right in front. Got it. Nice play by Walker Whitaker in off the bench, the 6'1 senior. Good maneuver by him. Assist on the play by Platfoot. Out back, Carter Plyman for Botkins. His triple hits the front rim, backboard, comes away to the Pirates, who are down 20-9. 90 seconds to go in the first. Baseline right, back to the basket, Riverside. It is Jackson Woods, a 6-foot sophomore. He staggers a little bit and is guilty of traveling.
Well, Botkin's going to get to play a lot of people tonight. They get some time on this floor, and that'll be important. Lehman will be a tougher challenge. If they get by that, then they're probably facing the Rushi.
5'5 junior J.J. Meyer in for Botkins. 20-9 Trojans. Plyman mid-range. Foul line below it. Has the ball tipped away. Good steal by Riverside. Ball lobbed out ahead. Oh, the officials almost missed it over and back, but caught up with it. Turnover against the Pirates, another one.
That's not a real Pirate at the end of the floor because she has both hands. There's no hook.
Tell you what, at this rate, Chuck, Riverside's going to make 40 floor mistakes.
They got 9 right now.
Yep. Pushing 10 turnovers in the first 7 minutes. 20-9, Botkins. Meyer down the left side to Paul. Baseline, short corner, Herzog. Bounce pass back to the cutter, Paul. Broken up and stolen by Riverside. Quickly down the floor, Jackson Woods. Foul line. He's hampered. Good defense by Botkins. Gives it up to Shockey. Near side to Dominic Stotler, a 5'8 junior. On a weave to Nate Kopas in the lane. Running one-hander. No. Rebound Botkins. Outlet to Plyman. Plyman to J.J. Meyer behind the arc. Has an opening down the lane. Reverse layup. Short. Riverside snares the board. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Pirates at long range. It's Blackfoot to Shockey. 17 to go. Faking the three-point shot is Stotler. Straight away to Clary. Into the lane. Got away with a walk. Backhanded layup is good. Nifty move, even though he might have taken steps. Here's Plyman, Euro step, Botkins, offensive foul. That occurred right at the buzzer. Botkins going the other way. Not sure if the horn sounded or not. I think it did. That's it. First quarter's in the books. Botkins 20, Riverside 11 after one on scores, broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, here we go. Quarter number two. Riverside trails Botkins 22-11. Good inside pass. Turnaround jumper 3 feet out is in by Warren Shockey. Short shot, tight range. He got the deuce. 20-13 Botkins. Out of control. Dosik into the paint for the Trojans, and he coughed it up. Out of bounds to Riverside. Pressure by Botkins in backcourt. Ball fired up the near side by the Pirates to Jackson Woods. Long heave. Intercepted by Herzog. Here comes J.J. Meyer. Forecourt left to Kleiman. Puts it on the deck all the way to the rack. Foul, Riverside. Couple of shots coming here for Carter Kleiman. Hey, you'd better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now Burke supplies propane, the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire or request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. Carter Plyman is errant on two foul shots.
Now one for five from the free throw line.
Yep, and Riverside comes down the floor and commits yet another turnover.
I've never had to make a second line for turnovers.
So you've gone beyond 10? Is that what that means?
You're 11, yeah.
7:13 to go, second quarter. 20-13, Botkins. Carter Plyman on the arc being hounded, I should say, as I invent a new word. Here's Dosik, 30 feet away on the left, goes to the elbow. Cross court to Colton Plyman, back to the basket. On the arc to Paul, and he pumps in a three. Trifecta. Rylan Paul hurls one in from distance. 23-13 in favor of Botkins. Here's a short shot from the right flank by Shockey. Couldn't get it over the lip of the rim. Rebound Botkins. Carter Plyman down the floor behind the arc to Colton Plyman. Air ball sails out of bounds. 23-13 Botkins. 6:33 to go here in the second.
Yeah, you just got to shake that one off. Had his feet set, just didn't get his arm underneath him.
Riverside to midcourt. Ball being held 30 feet away by Miles Platfoot. Cross court pass picked off by Carter Plyman. He's out in front all the way to the rim. Banks it in. 25-13 Botkins. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. On the arc, Warren Shockey. Near side to Osborne. To Shockey. Right down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander. Yes. Nice play, Shockey. Riverside. 25-15. Botkins up 10. Backdoor pass. Dosik to Carter Plyman. Wheels and deals into the lane. One-hander. Skips around the rim. It's good. And a foul against Riverside. Count it, plus one. Carter at the stripe.
They fouled him three times. They called the third one, and it worked out for Carter because it got him a three-point play attempt.
5 minutes, 45 seconds to go, second quarter. 27-15, Botkins. Carter Plyman has not been sharp at the free throw line. Misses. A little heavy on the attempt. Out of bounds to Botkins. Carter Plyman, 64% at the stripe during the year.
1 for 6.
That equates to just over 16%.
Look at you.
Here comes Shockey to midcourt for Riverside. Quickly down the floor on the inside to a teammate. Schindenwolf can't get the bank shot to go. Dosik on the run for Botkins to Paul for three. Wide right. Rebound can't be saved by Herzog. This is Helter Skelter.
Well, you know, I mean, Riverside, not a real strong opponent. Botkins kind of playing a little loosey-goosey right now.
Here comes Riverside on the dead run. Shockey down the floor. Into the lane to Schindenwolf. He's grabbed. I think he might have been going up to shoot. Let's see.
I think they're going to give him two.
5:21 to go, second quarter. Trojans up 12 over the Pirates. They were going to take it out of bounds. Now they do go to the stripe. And head coach Groves of Botkins says, really?
Hey, the Schindewolf is a 6'4 sophomore. He's got some size. Not real mobile right this second.
Three seniors on the Riverside roster. Host of sophomores and juniors who play. Herzog back in the game for Berger for Botkins. Clary back on the court in the post for Riverside. And at the free throw line, the Pirates make both.
Yep. Good stroke from Schindewolf. Big kid.
Schindewolf nails each one. Here's Carter Plyman, elbow at the left. 16-foot fadeaway short. Rebound Schindewolf. Schindewolf, long lead out down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup by Clary is good. And Riverside has reeled off 6 straight points and has cut the Botkins lead to 27-19. Good rally by the Pirates. 5 to go in the second on scores.gas.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, you know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those who visit us from towns all around, we're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are terrific. Great strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. For a carryout, phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Trojans in the half court, up 8. Botkins called the timeout after a surge by Riverside. 27-19. Botkins had been up by 14. Plyman into the lane. Carter Plyman on the arc to Colton Plyman, who drills a trifecta.
They're leaving Colton open to be able to help on the backside for Carter. If he makes a couple of those, they're going to change their defense a little bit.
30-19, Botkins. 3:56 to go, second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Shockey for Riverside. Steers down the right side. Goes to Schindewolf in the lane, back to the basket. On the arc is Shockey. Long floater, hit the back frame. Rebound Carter Plyman, Botkins. Outlet to Herzog. He scurries into the forecourt to Paul. On the arc to Colin Dosik. 3:31 to go, second quarter. Botkins 30, Riverside 19. Herzog right flank. Popping out to catch, Colton Plyman. Left corner, Dosick. Baseline left, Carter Plyman. He squares up, goes cross court to Colton for a three. Hit the back iron, went way up in the air. Touch to Cable, out of bounds, it goes to the Pirates.
And again, Schindewolf, once they run that thing backside, he is staying right in the lane like he's playing a zone. Plyman hits that shot. They're going to have to change, but right now he's one for three.
3:11 to go here in the second quarter. The 11-point spread, Botkins. Straightaway three-point shooter, Aiden Clary for Riverside. It clanged off the iron. Plyman's got the rebound. Carter down to Paul. To Dosick for a triple. Short. Rebound jerked down by Blackfoot of the Pirates. One-handed throw up to Clary. To Schindewolf. On top to Blackfoot. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Far right wing to Dominic Stotler, who's in. Rotated near side to Blackfoot. Blackfoot hangs on. Blackfoot at 10 a game. Schindewolf at 9-4, or I should say Schindewolf at 9-4. Clary 9-3, Osborne 8-1. Dribble drive, foul line, Blackfoot. Handoff right corner, Shockey. Goes across the bottom of the key to Clary. Clary into the corner, thought about the three, didn't take it. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Trojans up 11. Near steal by Herzog. Clary's got the ball on top. Right side pass to Osborne. Out of trouble. Baseline right to Schindewolf. 12-footer. Missed it. Rebound down to Colton Plyman of Botkins. Outlet to Dosick. Trailer. Colton Plyman thought about the three. Give it up to Paul. Carter Plyman will shoot the three. And he will drill it. Line drive shot. Straight as an arrow. In. Bad pass. Midcourt. Steal. Carter Plyman to Paul. Collision in the lane. Offensive foul on Paul. 33-19. Botkins up 14. Minute 32 to go in the second. Botkins a little out of control at times. Half-court game's been pretty good to Botkins so far. They have taken advantage of a number of live ball turnovers by the Pirates. J.J. Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Blackfoot far right side. On top to Stotler. Ball high overhead. Now Blackfoot coming out to catch. Near side is Osborne. He hoists up the three. It hit the back frame. Rebound to Carter Plyman of Botkins. Minute to go, second quarter. To J.J. Meyer, to Dosick. Into the post, Colton Plyman. He's got Shockey on his back. He wheels and deals. Missed it. Good offensive rebound by Dosick on the arc to Herzog. Overshoots the three. A lot of bodies underneath making contact. Foul. It looked like Carter Plyman got shoved off the end of the floor. 33-19 Botkins. 49.9 to go here in the second. Carter Plyman inbounds to Dosick, head of the key. Behind the screen, Carter right wing. Swish! It's a trifecta. Triple. Carter Plyman.
18 now for the first half.
He's got exactly 50% of the Trojans' point total. Shockey down the lane for Riverside. Makes a bullet-like pass cross-court. Touched by Botkins. And it goes out of bounds with 31.4 to go. 36-19 Trojans. Inbounding deep left corner is Jackson Woods for Riverside. Throws to midcourt, picked off by Carter Plyman. Down the floor into the lane, hits a cutter, Noah Top, running banker, good! Assist, Carter Plyman. 19 to go in the second, 38-19 in favor of Botkins. Handoff to Stotler in the lane. He's got an open area. Missed the shot. No good. Rebound up there by Kopis of Riverside. It's strong. Here comes Dosick. Down the floor to Top. Left corner. Three ball. He bangs it in just before the halftime buzzer. What a finish by Botkins, which piled up 11 straight in the last 2 minutes plus of the second quarter to lead by a halftime count of 41-19 here at intermission. What a great end to the second quarter of play by the Botkins Trojans. Nicely done. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader, a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout the state, including Ohio Avenue in Sydney, plus Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, Findlay in the west central part of Ohio. Why don't you go to applyohio.com? That's applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com for Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Spherion really does work. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. 40 years doing business at Cutaway. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Botkins 41, Riverside 19 at the halftime break. Being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, you're right. Botkins made, they were struggling, and they just put on a streak at the end, jumped out to a 22-point lead at halftime. They have actually it's 11-11 rebounding. They have a 2-1 offensive rebounding advantage. They only turned the ball three times. Riverside turned it 14. 2-for-2 from the free throw line for the Pirates. 1-of-6 for Botkins from the free throw line. That's all Carter Plyman. He's got 18, and he's missed 5 free throws in the front end of 1-1 and run. So 6 points for Paul. They got 5 points from Dosick, 5 points from Noah Top. They got 4 from Jordan Herzog and a 3 from Colton Plyman. He scored 20 and 21, 41 for the first half. Riverside led by Clary with 6. They got 4 from Osborne, 3 from Platfoot, 2 each from Shockey, Whitaker, and Schindewolf. They scored 11 and 8. They trail it 41-19 at the half.
This was a 61-46 game in the regular season. Botkins won by 15 at this pace. The margin at the very end is going to be far more than that 61-46 15-point spread.
Yeah. The Botkins is going to run some people. They'll start the third quarter with their starters, try to push the lead up to about 28-29. Then they'll go ahead and sub, I would think. They'll have some younger players out there playing in the fourth quarter for sure.
Botkins guards are playing well.
Yep.
Ryland Paul, Colin Dosick on their game, and Carter Plyman, simply no answer for Riverside. For Carter, who scored 25 against the Pirates in the regular season, and he's got, 20 already?
He's got 18.
18. Too short of 20 here at the halftime break. 41-19 Trojans halftime, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
And welcome back here to Pickwick Garber Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A moment away from the start of our third quarter. Botkins 41, Riverside 19. Game 2 tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Layman Catholic victorious in Game 1, winning 49-34 over its opponent, the Newton Indians. The winners of these two games lock horns on Tuesday. Right now, Botkins the upper hand, 41-19. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. for these two teams tonight. There were key building components. Somehow, someway, Riverside had to slow down Carter Plyman. That has not happened. He's got 18 points. And Botkin's opponent, the Pirates, needed to slow down the game a little bit, take good control of the ball, get good shots. Far too many turnovers have resulted for Riverside. Key building components here tonight for these two teams. Remember, the finest in building components come from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, providing you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Francis Schulze, plus Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Well, Botkins with a turnover to start the third quarter of play. Riverside gets a couple of shots. One in the lane by Schindenwolf. It is no good. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds by the Pirates. Here comes Botkins into the half court. Straight away, it is Dosik. His three-pointer, a little cockeyed off to the right. Missed the rim, hit the bottom of the backboard. Pirates scoot down the floor in a hurry, trying to thread the needle. Botkins gets a fingertip on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Ball lobbed in to Schindewolf. Head of the key to Clary. Outside the arc on the left to a three-point shooter, Miles Flatfoot. It is no good. Long rebound, though, to Shockey. He barrels down the lane, blocked out of bounds. Carter Plyman stopped him right now. 41-19, a minute gone, third quarter. Botkins in the lead. Schindewolf in the lane. Pivots on Herzog, did not get away with the walk. The referee was on it, sold it, and we play on.
Yeah, he lost his balance. It was a foul. He doesn't like the call, but it was a correct call.
It sure was. Here comes Dosek to midcourt for the Trojans. Nobody scored in the first 75 seconds of this third quarter. 41-19, Botkins. Ryland Paul, head of the key, down low to Herzog. He's doubled, almost lost it, hit the cutter, Paul. He muffed it in the lane. Blackfoot's got it for the Pirates. And here's Paul knocking it free. Scrum, tie up, held ball. Let's see what the arrow results. It will be Riverside possession.
That was just a bad pass. Had him wide open and threw the ball right at his feet.
And neither coach happy with the start to the third quarter. No scoring. Turnovers. 6:20 left. Ball thrown to Schindewolf in the post. Double team. Wants to get it on the arc to a teammate. And Carter Plyman pries it loose. And then Carter Plyman makes a bounce pass way out in front of Dosik. And it rolls and rolls all the way to the Pequot Indians mat at the end of the floor. Crummy start to the third quarter. Top of the circle, Shockey for Riverside. Down 22 are the Pirates. And Shockey makes a mistake, holds the ball high. Carter Plyman rips it right away. Up the floor to Brant Berger. Berger steps into a three ball, short. Rebound, Blackfoot of Riverside, foul. Ryland Paul, Botkins in back court. So far, a 0-0 stalemate here in the third period.
Yeah, neither team really playing very much, very good offense here in the third quarter. It's not defense, it's the offense.
Right. 41-19, Botkins still. Botkins scored the last 11 to end the second quarter. Coming off a curl, Gavin Osborne, short on the three for Botkins. Or I should say for Riverside, rebound Pirates. And then a drive into the lane to Flatfoot, bodies fly, defensive foul, two free throws for Flatfoot of the Pirates, and Ryland Paul picked up the foul. He comes out.
I sure thought he was set up for that.
Well, Paul, my mistake, he did not come out. Yep, yeah, he did.
He's coming now.
J.J. Meyer in, Colton Plyman in, Paul and Berger out. First free throw by Flatfoot was no good. 5:31 remaining third quarter. We're stuck on 41-19. Botkins. Flatfoot swishes. 41-20. Botkins up to 21. Here is Dosik strolling to the top of the circle. High bounce. Garnabashaki. Right side, Carter Plyman. Colton straight away. Left wing to Dosik. Looks for Herzog in the paint. On top to J.J. Meyer. Colton Plyman picked up by Schindel Wolf. They're in the right corner. Carter Plyman straight away. Being guarded by Clary. Mid post, it's Herzog. Back to the basket. Flatfoot reaches. Herzog ducks nice. Under. Oh, a nice step through. 2 points, Herzog. 43-20, first field goal, third quarter, and it took 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Straightaway triple, pumped up by Riverside. It is unloaded by Clary, hit the back rim. Rebounding foul on the play against the Pirates, and the Trojans will get it out of bounds. The winner returns against Lehman on Tuesday night. Ball being inbounded by Botkins in backcourt. It's Carter Plyman 75 feet away. Fort Loramie plays Covington tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's the third game of three. Oh, look at that play by Carter Plyman. He drove right to left and softly laid it through right off the square, nestling that one in. 45-20 Trojans. Baseline right, Shockey, out of control, but scored anyway. Woo! Nice. Shockey juggled it going up and shot it through.
Hey, he got away with a push. He knocked Meyer off the ball and then got the shot. Still a tough shot.
45-22, Botkins. On top, Carter Plyman, right wing, J.J. Meyer. Open look, doesn't take it. And then the ball is stabbed away. Nice steal by Flatfoot. Outlet down the floor to Jackson Woods. To Flatfoot for three. Short. Carter Plyman snags the board for the Trojans. Fires a pass to Herzog. Herzog has it knocked free, but Flatfoot, boy, is it sloppy. Nice steal, Flatfoot. And we got a scrum at midcourt. And coming out of there with it, Botkins on the steal. Baseball pass to Carter Plyman. Low in the left. Layup, no, but he's chopped up on the arm. 3:17 to go, third quarter, Chuck. And we don't have much in the way of points to show for this period.
Botkins has scored 4, and Riverside scored 3.
Carter Plyman has not shot well at the stripe. Is there again for 2, and it is much too hard. He looks over at the bench, drops his chin.
They can't help him. He needs to get his elbow in, follow through. He's kind of trying to guide it right now.
Free throw by Carter, way short. Rebound is slapped up in the air, out of bounds off the Pirates. Carter Plyman is what, 1 for 1 million?
He is 1 for 8.
Woo, 12% at the stripe for Carter Plyman. Here is top in the right corner. Hands off to Herzog. Herzog dives into the lane and banks it down. Nice play, Herzog. 47-22 Trojans. Coming right back is Riverside. Oh, what a pass. Finished by Clary. Dish by Dominic Stotler. 47-24. Botkins in the lead. Herzog at the short corner. Defended by Flatfoot. Goes out high on the play to Dosik. Riverside digs it off the court and steals. Outlet to Jackson Woods. Woods, a 6-foot sophomore guard. Straight away to Flatfoot. Takes right, goes left. Stops his dribble. Near side Woods for 3. Hit the flange. Carter Plyman goes way up to get the board. He was at his apex. Pulled it down, fed it to Herzog. Out back to Dosik, 47-24 Botkins. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Here's Carter Plyman looking. Airmails it cross court for Dosik. He's picked up by Shockey. Down the right side to Herzog. Straight away, Carter Plyman. Schindel Wolf on him. into the lane. Colton Plyman pivots. Half hook shot. Ooh. In and out. Tough break. Rebound down to Clary for Riverside. Euro step into the lane and cutting underneath, committing the defensive foul, was a Trojan player. It goes against Herzog, I believe. Minute 47 to go in the third, shooting foul for the Pirates. 47-24 Trojans. Clary shoots a couple. He dips the knees, aims, and drains it. 47-25, Pirates trail by 22.
That was the halftime deficit also.
Yep. It's been even Steven here in the third quarter. Second free throw too hard. Rebound traced down by Colton Plyman in the corner. Chest pass up the floor to Brant Berger. Out of Carter Plyman, top of the key, foul line, back to the basket, twists, turns, squares up, shoots, bouncing, no good. It's on the floor. Here comes Riverside. Storming down the court, Jackson Woods. Little Lena right in front. It hit the heel, kicked out to Colton Plyman. Minute 16 to go, third quarter, 47-25 Botkins. Dosik on the arc. Swings it left corner to top. And he hurls a three, strong, rebound Pirates. Off and running is Stotler. Good one-handed baseball pass to a driver coming in from the left flank. It's Shockey. He caught it and scored. 47-27. Botkins leads by 20, 50 seconds to go here in the third. Left side pass to Berger. Cutter down the lane. Dosik on the run. Oh, he is walloped on the arm. Chopped up real good by Stotler. Two free throws coming here for Dosik and Botkins.
Well, this will be the first person to shoot free throws except for Carter Plyman for the Trojans.
42.9 to go, third quarter. 47-27 in favor of the Trojans. Foul shot by Dosik is good. Maybe Carter needs to lean on Collin for that free throw stroke.
Yeah, he's usually a much better free throw shooter than that tonight. There's just something off about his form.
Not his night at the stripe. He's played well in every other facet. Two free throws good by the Pirates. 49-27. Dribble drive, or two free throws good by Colin Dosik, I should say, of Botkins. Riverside on the attack. It's Stotler out high. 49-27 Bulge. Botkins has the lead. Baseline right, Osborne. And the ball is tipped away by Botkins, loose on the deck. Reaching in to try to get it. Riverside out of bounds to the Trojans. Plyman went out briefly. Carter did. He's back on for Dosik. Ball thrown to midcourt to Herzog. Herzog on the bounce. Herzog top of the circle. Hand off to J.J. Meyer. 16 to play, third quarter. 49-27 Trojans. Carter Plyman barrels down the right side of the floor beneath the rim. Left corner top on the arc to J.J. Meyer. Three ball, a beauty. J.J. Meyer on the money. And that ends the third quarter. He shot it through with about 3 or 4 seconds left. Botkins 52, Riverside 27 after three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we'd like to remind you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big savings on DeWalt Power Tools, 20% off. Kitchen cabinets, 50% off from what the big box stores would charge. 13 colors and styles, kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Plus, you get free granite countertops when you purchase kitchen cabinets. And the white and gray shaker cabinets are in stock in about 3 weeks. That's at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We start the fourth quarter. Bodkin's possession, steal by Platfoot. Platfoot goes shooting down the floor on a race to the rim, fouled in the act of shooting. Miles Platfoot, 6 foot junior, to the stripe for Coach Woods and the Riverside Pirates.
I'd love to have that TV screen in my living room. I'd have to get a bigger house, though.
You're talking about that big video board here in Pickwick?
Yep.
What is the size of that picture,
I don't know,
Chuck?
But that's a beautiful picture, isn't it? I mean, that is clear.
What is it, 18 feet by 18 feet, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. Miles Platfoot drops in a pair at the stripe. 52-29. Bodkin's leads Riverside. 7:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Miles Platfoot, 10 points per game on the season. What's Platfoot got tonight for Riverside, Chuck?
Platfoot's got 6. Clary's got 9.
Timeout called by Bodkin's, up 23. 7.5 to go in the game. And we'll keep it right here. Let you know about one of our new underwriting sponsors, Mutual Federal. We've got what you need at Mutual Federal in Sidney, Pickwick, Troy. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account, with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, Mutual Federal's got the answer. Yep, the perfect solution at Mutual Federal, a full range of products and services to help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sidney, Pickwick, and Troy since 1922, member FDIC, equal housing lender. After the Bodkins timeout, a three ball by J.J. Meyer spins around the rim like a top, comes out. Ball knocked on the arc, right back to him. Right side, Carter Plyman. Skip to Dosick, near side. Jumper, three-pointer, blocked by Clary of Riverside. Fires a pass, opposite side of the court. And it is knocked out of bounds by Bodkins. 7:03 to go in the fourth. Baseline left of the rim. Pirates will throw in, trailing 52-29. Shinda Wolf, left corner. It goes on the play to Osborne, to Schindelwolf, or Schindelwolf, I should say. Now Osborne, top of the circle. Bad pass. J.J. Meyer gets a fingertip on it, and it rolls to Herzog and Bodkins. Sloppy performance for both teams.
Oh, yeah, this has not been a real good second half for either team.
Carter Plyman skips it cross-court to the jump shooter from the far corner. It's Colin Dosick for three. And he is right on target. What a pass by Carter Plyman. He airmailed that ball a good 40 feet across the court. And it was caught by Dosick in shooting position. He drained it. Riverside missed. Here is Bodkins on the fast break. Ryland ball to the rim. Short. Good interference on the play by Riverside. Pirates come back. Platfoot arcs a three. Wide left. Rebound Carter Plyman. Helter Skelter here in this one. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Dribble drive down the lane. Dosick off to Herzog. Blocked on the play by Schindelwolf. Out ahead it goes to a teammate. It's Osborne down the lane. He muffed it. Taken away by J.J. Meyer. Ahead to Herzog. Driving layup. He missed the bunny. Missed the stick back. Rebound Riverside. Here come the Pirates the other way. Long three by Osborne. Yes, sir. Gavin Osborne drains it from 28 feet. Timeout called. 5:36 to go in the game. Trojans 55, Pirates 32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
A brand new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals of Realty 2000 are dependable, they're knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. Contact us at realty2000group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. We are locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market, second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. The only, or I should say one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. Botkins down the floor, up 23, handoff to Carter Plyman. Plyman down the lane, shovels it, no, but a foul, and he'll get two. 5:24 to go here in the fourth. 55-32 in favor of Botkins. Carter Plyman has not been good at the stripe tonight. Here, he gets a friendly roll. 2 for 9. Front rim, backboard, and right down through. Second shot, Carter. Oh, another one. Feather-like touch. Hit about every millimeter of the rim, and it trickled in there. 57-32, Trojans. 5:17 to go here in the fourth. Outside the arc, it is Osborne. Takes a shot for Riverside, missed it. Rebound poked away to Dosick for Botkins. Up the floor to Ryland Paul, back to Dosick. Now Paul. Left corner to Carter Plyman. Here is Platfoot on Carter. Now Colton Plyman straight away. And it is taken away. Punch free. Nice job by Walker Whitaker of Riverside to get the theft. Up ahead to Osborne. Long three by Stotler. Swish! Woo! Dominic Stotler, 5'8 junior. He went airborne. A lot of loft on that shot, right down through the cylinder. 57-35. Botkins up 22. Pass baseline left to Herzog. Herzog around his man. He was hacked. No good on the shot. That's one you need to finish.
He instead of just flipping it up there, you got to stop and put it off the backboard.
Yep, two free throws coming. Herzog toes the stripe. Lehman Catholic gets this winner. Botkins next Tuesday, 7:30, here at the Pickwick Garber Gym. Should be a mighty fine contest. Trojans will have to deal with 6'8 Justin Chapman. Of course, Lehman will have its hands full with Carter Plyman and Botkins. Foul shot by Herzog is good. Second one is tossed up and in. 59-35, Botkins leads by 24. 4:20 to go here in the fourth. Stotler up the floor, shoots another three, and makes another three. How about that? Pirates fans love it.
Three threes here in the corner.
59-38, Pirates within 21. Berger, foul line for Botkins to Plyman. Plyman on the arc, 40 feet away. Holds up play number one, starts to drive into the lane. Missed it wild off the backboard. Might have been fouled. Got the rebound back and was fouled. And Carter will get two with 3:51 to go here in the fourth. Lehman Catholic and Botkins next Tuesday at 7:30. Airtime 7 o'clock here on scoresbroadcast.com. Free throw by Carter Plyman, no good. Missed it?
Yeah. Got it hard.
Second shot, Carter flexes the knees, keeps that right elbow in, and zeroes in on that one. 60 to 38, Bodkins. 3:47 to go here in the ballgame. Stotler, top of the circle to Flatfoot. Little give and go down inside for a teammate intended for Whitaker. And it's batted free by Bodkins. Plyman in backcourt. Loops it to Paul. Paul on the arc. Dives through the top of the circle. Near side to Dosik. Swish on the trifecta. Colin Dosik aimed to score a long one, and his aim was perfect. Walker Whitaker tries to retaliate from three-point land. No good for the Pirates. Rebound down to Carter Plyman of Bodkins. 3:09 to go here in the fourth. 63-38. Carter into the lane. Behind him to Paul. On a weave to Dosik. High right to Carter Plyman. Fakes left, goes right. Nice step through all the way to the rack. Got it. Little flyer right in front. Floated it through. Foul. Riverside. 65-38. Plyman's got how many?
That's 22. That's 25. And he's missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 free throws.
Well, he had 25 points against Riverside in the regular season game. Won by the Trojans, 61-46. Free throw here is good. 66-38, Bodkins, 2:54 to go. Carter Plyman out. Noah Top in. Schindewolf, Stotler, Whitaker, Oshaki, and Clary on the floor for the Pirates. Here's a baseline turnaround J by Clary. It is bouncing, and it goes in. Dosik to midcourt for Bodkins. Behind the back on the dribble, picked up by Stotler. Right side pass to Top. Top, Dosik, J.J. Meyer, Colton Plyman. And also in for the Trojans is Russell Lenhart, 6'3 sophomore. J.J. Meyer sprints down the lane. He's in traffic. Gives it up to Top below the foul line. No good on a 12-footer. Rebound out to Stotler. Bounce pass cross court. Back to the basket. Schindewolf, hands off to a long three-point shooter, Whitaker. Missed it, no good. Rebound to Bodkins, 1:57 to go here in the game. Trojans up 66-40. J.J. Meyer to Lenhart. Lenhart fouled from behind. Had both arms grabbed, no call. Steal by Riverside. Then taken away by J.J. Meyer. Stolen back by Riverside. And guess what? Stotler again, a three-pointer. Boy, he's the young man of the future for the Riverside Pirates.
Well, I'm not sure where he's been all night, but I have a feeling that possibly he might be having a career game right here.
5'8 junior guard Dominic Stotler has been dead-eye for the Pirates, who trail 66-43, final 2 minutes. Timeout called. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. Boy, there have been a slew of them. A couple new ones. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond. Offices in Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy. And thanks to Realty 2000 Group in Sydney at 100 South Main. Don't forget, we're on the air at 7 tomorrow night, Covington, Fort Laramie, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And then next Tuesday night, Chuck, right around the corner, Bodkins, Lehman, Tuesday night, 7:30 on ScoresBroadcast.com. Final 1:34 of this one. 1:34 to go here in the fourth. Ball inbounded backcourt. It is top to J.J. Meyer. Meyer sprints ahead. Beats the double team. Head of the circle. Near side pass goes on the play. Handled there by Grant Flora, 6'4 junior. Meyer top of the key down the lane to Flora. New faces on the floor for the Bodkins Trojans. Corey Koenig is in, a 5-9 soft. We're near the 1 minute mark. A loose ball rolls into backcourt, ruled over and back on Butkins.
They had 3 turnovers in the first half. They've got 10 in the second half.
How many for Riverside?
They cut it back a little bit. They've got 22 now.
And a record-breaking total in the first 16 minutes. And those mistakes did them in. 64 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Ross Dietz, 5'6 sophomore on the court now for Butkins. Here's Nate Kopas, 30 feet away on the right. Gives it up top of the circle to Landon Purdy. Purdy, P-U-R-T-E-E. Baseline drive on the play by him. Short. Rebound down to Butkins. 40 seconds to go. 66-43 Trojans. Dribbling down the right side of the court goes Dietz. Dietz gives it up at back to Flora. In the left corner, Lenhart. And Butkins takes a timeout to get more subs on the floor with 29.9 to go here in the fourth. And Butkins leading 66-43. Inbounding Trojans. Far left side of the floor, it's Koenig. Koenig, high left, 20 feet away. Dribbles. 5 second defensive count. Ruled Riverside ball, 20.1 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pirates bring it down the floor, waning seconds. It's Kopas, head to Purdy at the timeline. Purdy, near side to Kopas, drives baseline right. Stops, fakes, shoots, no good. 6 seconds to go, rebound out of bounds to Butkins. 5.3 remaining. It's Butkins Lehman. Next Tuesday, join us for all the action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip off tomorrow night at 7. Fort Loramie and Covington. Butkins led by 22 at the half. Trojans win by 23. Second half played pretty evenly. Butkins outpoints Riverside by 1 over the final 2 quarters. We'll return with more from here at Pickwick Garber Gym. Back in a couple minutes to wrap it up. Trojan 66, Pirates 43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
66-43, Botkins victorious over Riverside in the second game of two that we covered here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A big shout out to Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center, an independent insurance firm offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Ohio Mutual retained the small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball a call, 937-596-6712. As Greg and Ryan Woolley will be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on AllenBaughInsurance.com, AlenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. Allen Ball Insurance, trusted by its customers. Chuck, let's wrap it up. Botkins victorious in our second game by 23 after Lehman won by 15 in game one.
Well, Carter Plyman led the Trojans with 26. They got 13 from Dosick. He had a nice game, hit three threes, and 10 out of Herzog. That's your double-figure scorers for Botkins. On the other side, they had nobody in double figures. They had Osborne with nine. They had Stotler off the bench with three threes in the fourth quarter with nine, and they had Clary with nine. They ended up getting beat 66-43. But I'll tell you what, they played them even in the second half.
Yep, sure did. Just a point difference. That was it. Really liked the play of Colin Dosick.
Yeah, he played well.
He's improved as this season has progressed. And if Botkins somewhere along the way, Chuck, is going to pull off an upset, Dosick will be a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much improved young basketball player. The stars of the game, let's pick one for Botkins.
Oh, well, it's going to be Plyman, and yep, the other side, let's go with Stotler. Game of a lifetime for that kid.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Many thanks to our great sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got a closing billboard upcoming for you in seconds. Again, final scores tonight in Game 1, Layman Catholic 49, Newton 34. Game 2, Botkin 66, Riverside 43. Thanks to our online audience. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. A tip-off tomorrow night, 7:30 or later, Fort Loramie Covington, approximate airtime around 7. For you listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Pickwa's Garbery Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.